is the Shamma Space and Tech Briefing for Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. The Trump administration lifted export controls on Anthropic's Fable 5 and other key models after Anthropic addressed U.S. security concerns, according to Axios, MeriTalk, and PCMag. Vital Law says Anthropic is now pressing for AI regulation as the fight shifts from export limits to broader rules for cyber-capable models.
Meta is exploring renting out computing power, a move Axios says helped lift its stock, and Barron's says could pressure cloud GPU providers, including CoreWeave and Nebius. Gizmodo frames the push as Meta looking for new uses for its infrastructure as its own model struggles.
Turning now to NVIDIA. The company is launching a model that gives AI cloud providers access to DSX AI factories in exchange for revenue sharing and credit support. The information says NVIDIA will take a cut of some customers' cloud revenue. NVIDIA says Sharon AI plans up to 40,000 GB300 GPUs, and Firmus aims for a 360-megawatt Indonesia campus with up to 170,000 GPUs.
Oracle warned its heavy spending on AI data centers may not pay off, according to Bloomberg.
Meanwhile, at NASA, the agency is rushing to raise the orbit of a falling space telescope, according to the New York Times.
A judge overseeing the Elon Musk-Sam Altman dispute enlisted a mediator to try to resolve the fight between the AI rivals, Bloomberg reports.
Over at Blue Origin, CEO Dave Limp said New Glenn will return to flight by the end of 2026, barely a month after a test explosion damaged Launch Complex 36. Blue has finished debris removal, started pad reconstruction, and plans a simplified crane-based integration approach instead of rebuilding the transporter erector.
ULA is set to launch 29 Amazon LEO broadband satellites at 12:24 a.m. EDT from Cape Canaveral on the LEO Atlas 8 mission. Spaceflight Now says it will be the final Atlas V flight in the 551 configuration, with an 85% chance of favorable weather.
The Pentagon is requesting $71.1 billion for the Space Force in fiscal 2027, up from $31.6 billion in fiscal 2026, with about $40 billion for RDT&E and $19 billion for procurement. Aerospace America says officials expect 94% of the increase to flow into existing programs and contract vehicles.
Bipartisan Wisconsin lawmakers are urging Congress to reject the Great American AI Act's limits on state regulation of large language models. WPR says more than 200 lawmakers nationwide signed the petition, including five from Wisconsin.
California's Senate Judiciary Committee advanced the Compete Act, AB 1776, sending the antitrust bill to the Senate Appropriations Committee. If the full Senate passes it before the August 31st deadline, it goes to Governor Newsom.
Shifting to Texas, ERCOT said major proposed projects could require 439 gigawatts of capacity, and 89% of that demand is tied to data centers. The Texas Tribune analysis cited by Yahoo says Texas has 248 planned data center projects and 335 existing facilities, with requested power equal to roughly five times the grid's all-time peak demand.
That's the Shamma Space and Tech Briefing for Thursday, July 02, 2026. Sources are in the show notes. This episode is AI-generated. Verify claims against the original sources.